99, and there it is. We're now flying through the sound barrier.
Gentlemen, Captain, we are now supersonic.
In 1976, the United States was 200 years old, and a commercial airliner flew at 2 times the speed of sound. While the first passengers crossed the Atlantic aboard the Concorde, the best-selling classical recordings included Also sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss, as performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir George Schulte. The German homeland of composer Richard Strauss, extraordinary security precautions were taken in 1976 to face the modern threat of terrorism. The Baader-Meinhof gang were on trial.
50 yards from the prison, cars are stopped at a roadblock where the police have automatic weapons. Identities are checked. You then go on foot to the guardhouse and try not to look alarmed at the 8-foot-high fence, closed-circuit television cameras, lights, the machine guns of the sentries, which are reminiscent of the border installations the communist East Germans have put up to stop their citizens from crossing to the West.
One of the terrorists did not live to see out the year. On the 9th of May, Ulrike Meinhof was discovered dead in her cell, an apparent suicide. The year's second best-selling classical recording was made by Carlos Kleiber, conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is known in Germany as the Fate Symphony. In 1976, fate was kind to Bjorn Borg, who won his first Wimbledon men's singles title, gymnast Nadia Comaneci, who earned the first perfect scores of 10 in Olympics history, and Sylvester Stallone, whose movie Rocky won the Oscar for Best Film of the Year. The Nobel Prize for Literature was awarded to Saul Bellow, the man who wrote some of the most memorable opening lines of all American novels.
If I'm out of my mind, it's all right with me.
From the novel Herzog. And
I'm an American, Chicago born.
From The Adventures of Augie March. An even more important prize was won by Jimmy Carter, who defeated Gerald Ford to become President of the United States.
Listen to Jimmy Carter.
I don't believe there's any other human being in this country who's traveled more than I have, visited more places, met with more groups, answered more questions, listened more carefully to the heartbeat and the voice of our great country. I owe special interest, nothing. I owe the people everything, and that's the way I'm going to keep it.
Vote for a leader for a change. Vote for Jimmy Carter, November 2nd. Paid for and authorized by the 1976 Democratic Presidential Campaign Committee, Incorporated.
One reason Carter won was that the voters were upset President Ford had pardoned Richard Nixon for Watergate. The public flocked to see a film about the Watergate affair, All the President's Men, starring Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman, and Jason Robards as editor Benjamin Bradley.
Did Deep Throat say that people's lives are in danger?
Yes.
What else did he say?
He said everyone is involved.
You know the results of the latest Gallup poll? Half the country never even heard of the word Watergate. Nobody gives a shit.
A very American success in the classical charts was enjoyed posthumously by ragtime composer Scott Joplin. The intense mid-70s interest in his music, generated by the film The Sting, inspired Houston Grand Opera to stage his previously unproduced opera, Treemonisha. This piece taught black people that education was the key to advancement, and included two sung lectures. Willard White sang When Villains Ramble Far and Near in the Houston Grand Opera production of Joplin's Treemonisha. Certainly some wrongdoing prevented scientist Andrei Sakharov from leaving the Soviet Union to accept his Nobel Peace Prize in person.
Я нахожусь здесь, потому что по странностям страны, гражданами которой являемся мой муж и я.
Sakharov's wife, Yelena Bonner, speaking in Russian, explained on his behalf that this was due to the peculiarities of their country. Another enduring partnership was celebrated in the classical bestsellers. Luciano Pavarotti made his first strong showings in the 70s, and it was appropriate that one of his hits in 76 was with his mentors Joan Sutherland and her husband, conductor Richard Bonning. In this recording of Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, Edgardo and Lucia exchange rings. The exchange of rings in Lucia di Lammermoor was meant to foretell a happy life together. There were both accurate and flawed prophecies in 1976. Ian Smith, the Rhodesian Prime Minister, forecast, "I don't believe in black majority rule ever in Rhodesia, not in 1,000 years. He proved to be off by more than 990 years. The Soviet Defense Ministry newspaper Red Star more sagely saw an emerging nemesis in conservative politician Margaret Thatcher. The Iron Lady of British politics is seeking to revive the Cold War. For the moment, Labour was in power. James Callaghan, who replaced Harold Wilson as Prime Minister, spoke of the power of the modern media. A lie can be halfway round the world before the truth has got its boots on. And the Archbishop of Kraków, Karol Wojtyla, denounced what he called the false and dangerous program of the arms race, of the secret rivalry between peoples for military superiority, little realizing he would one day become a world figure himself as the first Polish Pope. Poland's most famous composer was represented in the bestsellers that year in Maurizio Pollini's recording of Chopin's Preludes. Thank you. 1976 was a year of tragedy for China.
Tangshan, just 100 miles from Peking, was the epicenter of the world's most destructive earthquake for 12 years.
That was the first blow. In late July, the city of Tangshan was devastated by the world's worst earthquake in a dozen years. Another tremor occurred a few months later in Turkey, where about 4,000 people lost their lives. By the end of the year, China had been shaken emotionally by the death of perhaps the most influential figure in modern Chinese history.
The 82-year-old father of communist China, Mao Zedong, died today at just past midnight. The people of the capital had apparently been prepared for the announcement. Only 30 minutes after the radio solemnly reported Mao had passed away, black armbands appeared on people in the streets. Grave funeral music followed the announcement, and immediately crowds began to gather in Tiananmen Square, the great rectangle in the heart of Peking.
Among the cultural notables lost in 1976 were composer Benjamin Britten, the grand dame of detective novels, Agatha Christie, painter Max Ernst, film director Fritz Lang, photographer Man Ray, and singer Paul Robeson. One of the successful discs of the year was the premiere recording of Korngold's 1920 opera Die Totenstadt, The Dead City. The title referred to Bruges at the end of the 19th century. There, the character Paul mourned the death of his wife, Marie, of whom he was reminded when he met the dancer, Marietta. Eric Leinsdorf conducted the Munich Radio Orchestra with René Kahlo as Paul and Caro Neblett as Marietta in Korngold's Die Totenstadt. In 1976, there was a real-life city of contamination, Seveso, near Milan. A chemical leak and the subsequent attempts by the company and local authorities to play down its severity affected hundreds of Italians.
It was not until 6 days after the accident that the Ecmesa factory closed down, and then only at the workers' insistence. And it was not until 8 days had passed that the owners, Givaudan, a subsidiary of the giant multinational drug company Hoffmann La Roche, admitted that the gas contained 4.5 pounds of dioxin, a byproduct of herbicide manufacture and one of the deadliest poisons known to man. A further week passed before anyone decided that evacuations were necessary or that people should be warned not to eat or sell their vegetables, as they had been doing for the past fortnight. Only after 3 weeks, when cattle began to die and children began to show signs of the appalling skin disease known as cloracne, did it begin to sink in that a disaster had happened.
The cutting edge of chart music in 1976 was represented by one of the most successful fusion discs of the decade. Jean-Pierre Rampal and Claude Bolling perform Bolling's Suite for Flute and Jazz Piano. Fusing the world of jazz and classical was definitely in, as was the use of new technology for old music. The Japanese synthesizer artist Tomita began his string of hits with his Debussy program Snowflakes Are Dancing, which included the composer's Arabesque No. 1. If there was one piece of news in 1976 that was completely unexpected, it was this.
The hostages held for more than a week by Arab terrorists in Entebbe, Uganda, have been rescued and are being flown home by the Israel Army.
The successful rescue by Israeli commandos of 103 hostages held by pro-Palestinian hijackers at Entebbe Airport in Uganda was the most startling story of 1976. The best-selling classical recording that year was Pachelbel's Canon and Other Baroque Favorites by the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Karl Munschinger. The disc was so popular, they recorded it again. Over the next few years, so would many others.